This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
In Chicago, the latest shakeup was the start this month of in-person instruction for some students, while most stayed fully remote. One teacher describes the delight in seeing her students, but also the difficulty of making yet another transition. WBEZ's Sarah Karp brings us her story.
Olga Contreras is running back and forth in her classroom between laptops, trying to figure out which one she should be teaching in front of. Eventually, she turns to the two little boys in her class.
I need your help. Open your microphone, Eric, and say good morning to everybody.
The student with the overgrown mohawk tells the others that the teacher is coming. And the one with the bowl cut, Jacob, starts the morning meeting.
Buenos días, Eric. ¿Cómo estás hoy?
Bien, hijito.
After a little frustration, Contreras switches a chord and...
I think I got it. Let me see. Can you hear me? Yes! Yay! All right!
There are just four children in Contreras' second grade class. They sit in two rows with their masks on. They face a smart board where 13 classmates are projected from home. This is how early hybrid learning looks in Chicago public schools. In this model, some students are in the classroom part of the week and at home the rest. The majority are at home full time. This gives the parents the option of sending their children back to schools, but classes are kept small and contained to prevent the spread of COVID-19. It's requiring teachers like Contreras to make a big adjustment. They have to teach both those students in front of them and those remote.
I knew from the get-go that it wasn't going to be easy.
Contreras had gotten comfortable with remote teaching. In the fall, she was super worried about her Spanish-speaking students. She teaches at Saucedo Elementary School. It's in Little Village, a Southwest Side neighborhood hit hard by the pandemic. She was concerned about struggling families, and she was shocked in the fall when she found not one of her students was reading at grade level. But by February, when she tested them again, a handful were above grade level, somewhere at the cusp, and only a few were still well below.
And I just, you know, I cannot express with words how satisfied I feel about this collective work, because this is not only me. Now this is the parents. Now we have a full community working together hand by hand.
Still, even with remote learning going well, Contreras wants them back in class. There's so much more that she could do with them if it was like pre-pandemic days. But like remote school, hybrid learning has its limitations. Because of technology issues, she can't sit directly in front of her students. She sits on the side and teaches right into her laptop. And the kids in her class are also focused on their laptops. When they talk to her directly, it's hard to hear their little voices behind a mask and 6 feet away.
Un papá y su niño.
During reading, she has to tell one quiet little girl to take down her mask to hear her. Contreras also says she can't get close to the children, which makes it really difficult to interact with them in the way that they are used to.
I just realized, like, how much we do in the classroom when I get close to them to show them something, whatever they are doing. You know, I didn't realize before that how close I was to my students, like, very intimate, like, oh, let's do this together.
And for all the juggling that Contreras is doing, many of the students who she thinks could really benefit from in-person learning are still at home. Chicago Public Schools is just getting started with the hybrid model, as national polling suggests that parents think it's frustrating. They report being dissatisfied with the academic and social support their children are getting. But CPS Chief Education Officer Latanya McDade says regardless of the problems with hybrid learning, it was time to bring students back into school.
So long as it was safe to do so, we had no reason not to bring students back in person when we had parents asking and telling us that, and we were seeing it ourselves in the data, that virtual may work for some, but it doesn't work for all.
McDade and other school district officials say so many children are disengaged during remote learning that they fear a generation of students will be lost. Contreras and the principal of Saucedo, Virginia Hiltz, say hybrid is difficult, but they're committed to making it work. Standing outside one recent morning, Hiltz greets students.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Come on.
Like your enthusiasm. It is so much joy, right? I keep telling the kids, it's not a school without children in the building, you know.
Yet Saucedo is not having a problem with attendance and engagement, like McDade was referring to. In fact, many schools out there are doing pretty well. But there are some schools, especially high schools, doing much worse. When Hiltz met with her teachers during the first week of hybrid learning, she says they all had different reactions. Not everyone was happy.
We're trying to remind each other that this is the first week of school, in a sense. And so some of those first week of school feelings are normal and okay.
And there'll likely be another so-called first week of school. That's in mid-April, when parents have another chance to opt into hybrid learning. With low rates of COVID-19, vaccines, and a track record of safety, school leaders are expecting a surge of students. If this happens, students and teachers will once again have to deal with entirely new schedules and realities. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.